The 6 months temperature check, episode number 64. Happy Friday! Welcome to this week's Keep It 100 moment. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and as always, as I do every week, I keep it 100. In case you're wondering and you're not familiar with the Keep It 100 term, it simply means that Nina keeps her conversations real and true. On my podcast, there are no filters, no judgment, no boundaries, and it's the no prude zone. I talk to you like I talk to my own girlfriends. Like you, I have many private moments that, as a whole, like we keep to ourselves. They might be short-lived, they might be some huge lessons learned, and sometimes it's just a piece of advice that needs to be told. And remember, I'm a real shitter. You know, I talk to you about real shit. All right, so now it's the day after Thanksgiving. And you've met with your family, you had Friendsgiving, you were probably house hopping. And then there's some of you out there that took a risk. So you brought your new boo, significant other half, however you want to call it. But the point is, you decided to take the risk and bring them to the Thanksgiving table. Either things went really, really well. Maybe you had some kind of drama. Maybe he or she was able to see how crazy your family really is. And then on the flip, maybe you're no longer together the day after Thanksgiving. And then lastly, let's end on a positive note. You guys are stronger than ever. In fact, you overcame the whole survival of the fittest. So this brings up the discussion of the 6 month temperature check. What is your barometer saying when it comes to when you feel comfortable in a relationship? Like, for you, is it a vibe thing? Do you have the tendency to move in the fast lane? Or are you like me? It just takes a while just to warm up. Here's a great explanation of what warms up means in my world.
I'm a slow warmer person, so it takes me a while to even open myself up to somebody. I don't let people in that easily. You'll not get in that easily. And once I let you in, it's because then I've let you in. And then when you disappoint me, then that takes a toll because I've let you in. Understand? It took a long time for me to even let you in. And that's just how I describe myself. I'm just a slow warmer. I don't let people into my circle.
Okay, so my friend Jay is back, and you're going to hear a guy's point of view for a change. We had a lengthy exchange on our personal his and her 6 month benchmarks when it comes to relationships and what they represent to each of us.
You know, I may date somebody, but I may not, unless they're kind of ringing those bells and that kind of thing. I'm not going to continue for the sake of something. I'm not going to date somebody for 6 months if I'm not feeling lovey-dovey about it. Forget that. That'll never happen with me.
I asked what his blueprint was for lovey-dovey.
It's just a feeling. I think it's just a feeling. I mean, for me, I feel like I can connect with this person. They can connect with me. We're on the same, similar wavelengths in terms of, you know, worldview and things that are sort of, you know, important to me, important to her. Obviously there's got to be some physical chemistry as well. But I think if I'm ever going to myself, holy smokes, this person's awesome. I think that's a big sign for me where I'm like, I'm going to start heading down that road. But there's just no way if I'm not really, you know, this person could be nice, but if I'm not really kind of feeling that connection,
yeah,
I'm going to continue dating somebody just because they're good looking. I mean, that's or whatever. Like that's me. Like that's not a that's not a relationship. In fact, I'm sure I wouldn't go five times. I would somehow try to find ways to get at, duck out of that or whatever. But if I'm still going after a while, it's been a month, 2 months, 3 months, I'm into you.
Okay, next, this is music to every woman's ears that's listening. I say this because when you think of Flashback Friday, let's go back to episode number 61, where I talked about ladies, us asking the fucking questions. Well, when a guy says this, trust me, this is like a sigh of relief, and it eliminates all, like I would say, at least 5 to 10 questions related to, are you serious about being in a relationship or what you're looking to get out of it? Jay says the words that every woman wants to hear from jump street.
You know, I'm into you, and I'm feeling, I'm not still sort of, you know, trying to disqualify this person somehow or whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah, what's the, for me, there's no point in just dating somebody for the sake of dating somebody.
So how are you wired when it comes to relationship goals? Any rules that you typically swear by? I think the end result is no matter what those rules are, and no matter what age you are, there shouldn't be any doubt. In this next clip, 6 months is clearly a love indicator for Jay.
At 6 months, there shouldn't be any of this. There shouldn't be any of that kind of doubt.
Okay.
6 months into it, what the hell? Like, you know, you like this person, you love this person, I'm thinking.
Were you always that way? Like, was 6 months?
That's how I am. That's how I'm wired.
Okay.
I admit, and I can now say, you know, okay, after a few little experiences now, I can now say that I can feel myself getting caught up. Like, I'm aware of it now.
Mm.
But I'm just wired that way.
And,
right. And I'm fine with it. Like, it's I think, a good thing for me to at least be aware of it, and that can kind of cloud things to some degree. But at the same time, man, 6 months, like I mean, the only thing at this point would be like, you know, I have a friend who has a thing. His thing is two things. One, you can't think about marrying anybody after you've been dating them. You have to date them at least a year, one. And two, you have to see them at a wedding and at a funeral.
What?
It's, I don't know where you, but these are his rules. And apparently at weddings and funerals, you'll see, like, you know, people at their worst or whatever. I guess that's his theory. For me, like, if I'm seeing somebody seriously, you know, for 6 months, I'm like, there has to be some kind of major thing that I have not seen before to trip me up, to like get me to bump me off my track at this point.
Huh?
I want to. That's how I feel about it.
So now I share my views and my story on 6 months, because my outlook is totally different to Jay's.
So for me, 6 months is my marker to decide, like, if this is going to work or not. Yeah, like for me, like, there's a warm-up period. And so the difference between you and I is that is like the beginning of the end, or it's like, yeah, I'm ready to like take this now to the next level. Like, I'm a level behind you. So I won't necessarily, I'll have the warm and fuzzies, but I wouldn't call it love.
So every girl knows what connection, quote unquote, means to them. It's all that underwiring in our belly, our brain, our heart, and our poom poom that tells us that everything's clicking and working as it should.
I will know if I really am into you, or if I feel like we have some kind of connection.
Hang on a second. Have you ever in your life just said to yourself, holy fuck, I love this guy. This guy is amazing.
Once.
Okay. That was the time you were in love.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just saying, if you're not feeling that with somebody, you should certainly have that feeling well before 6 months. Like, there's nothing magical about 6 months.
All right. It's all about digging that. When you dig that person, Jay explains in this next clip that, you know what? The only exception is when it takes longer than 6 months is because you have to see people in different scenarios. And he goes on to illustrate kind of that 1 year benchmark by using one of his friend's personal relationship rules that has stuck with him.
I think my friend's thing about a year is a good gauge in terms of you've seen enough of this person. Again, assuming that you're seeing this person regularly, it's not like, you know, you're some kind of airline pilot and you only come down
right.
Something like that and just for a weekend. Like, you're seeing this person, you know, regularly, you know, almost every weekend, you know, maybe once during the week. And you're certainly in communication over the phone or whatever, texting, whatever, several times during the week. Right. So this is
right.
You spend a lot of time with, a lot of your free time with. And I know I would feel like within a couple few months, yeah, I'm in love with this person. I love this person. This person's amazing. But at the same time, I'd want to get a chance to see this person, you know, across a range of situations and so on and so forth. And I think that was my naivete in you know, my last sort of situation. And but it doesn't mean that I want to, you know, take my foot off the gas type of thing. It's just, I'm just giving it more time to kind of see the whole entire picture. But my emotional center, it's not like at 6 months, I'm going to flip a switch and I'm going to fall in love with this person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you should be...
True.
You should be like, I am so digging this person. And I think they dig me too. You know? And not by I think, because I take it back. You should feel like, I know they dig me too.
Yes, I know what it feels like mentally, emotionally, sexually to connect with somebody, right? It's all about that dig that theory. You know, you're digging all of that. And call it whipped, because that's how you act, that's how you feel, that's what you project. But on the flip, you got some fast-tracking crazies out there, remember? I'm a warm-up person. I don't fast-track anything. At least, I haven't yet in my life.
I've been there, and I know what it is to, like, be in love. Like, I know how I feel. So if... And unfortunately, I kind of use that as a benchmark.
Sure.
And not to say I'm comparing the individuals, I'm more comparing the feeling.
Right.
And if you don't have me in that state of euphoria, then for me, like, if I'll give it due diligence, and usually 6 months is my temperature check to say, okay, do I feel like I'm going to get there, or am I close, or...
Oh my gosh. Sounds like I think, am I going to get there?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, in most cases, I would say it hasn't been a flat out no. Like, I will know early on if it's not going to work. And when I say that, it's like, it could be a month in. Like, I'm not feeling this. Like, I had one guy who was just too much. Like, bugaboo times 10. And it's like, dude, you need to back off, because even though we live, I mean, we didn't see each other much, but the guy was already on the I miss you tip. And
okay.
He's like, that's not warranted. And I cannot return that feeling.
All right, peeps. So we're close to 2017. So what does that mean? Well, whether you're approaching 6 months in your relationship, if you're at that 6 month marker, or you're past it, the quote unquote honeymoon period, as they call it, is over or close to over. So you need to revisit and check not only yours, but his or her temperature check too. Is this 6 months curse similar to the 7 year itch? It's those awkward but important questions that keep it 100. In our relationship, in our life, and moving forward. And that wraps up another episode of my Keep It 100 moment. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with your peeps and their peeps, peeps, and their peeps, peeps, peeps. Keep it moving. These are the people who need to hear this inspirational Keep It 100 flavor in your ear. Make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes by looking for the Keep It 100 Girl Show. Click subscribe on your iPhone or Android so you never, ever, ever miss one of my episodes. Remember, I keep it 100, I keep it real, I keep it true. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Smooches!